Well, hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello,
hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
To, hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Pa.
Welcome to. It's like so stuck in my head. I feel like anytime I walk into a room, it's so hard for me to not just like wake it up RuPaul style. Hello, 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 hello. I really want to get to a point where
15 minutes,
I. Ladies. No, literally, I want to get to a point where I walk into a room and go hello, 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 and everyone is like forced to be like. Like they do with RuPaul.
Setting a G timer, like 1 hour, ladies.
No. I'm like, well, what would really change materially in my life? Well, hello, Money Talks family. I'm here with a returning alum and someone I'm very excited to wake up back on the pod.
Hey.
I'm here with, introduce yourself.
I'm Greta.
Yes, Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg is here live in studio with me.
Yep.
No, Greta, Canadian Greta.
I've been Canadian for quite some time now. I was in Vancouver for 9 months, which
Vancouver,
is like,
I hardly know her.
Going away for 9 months and coming away and or coming back, and people were like, what have you been up to? Like, it literally, like, those girls who were like super Catholic and they like had to leave and stay with their grandma to have their baby because their mom like wouldn't let them get in a bobo.
Is that how you felt in Vancouver?
No, it's just so funny that I left for 9 months. Like, it gives like I had a secret baby.
I feel like you probably could have had a baby with, I feel like you was kind of waking up the hookups in Vancouver and beyond.
Kind of, yeah.
You were.
I had sex with, yeah, yes.
But I feel like you are somebody where like I will think that I'm slutting it up, and mind you, I've not fucked anybody in like probably like 7 months now. But you are somebody who's like,
when I slut it up, like I get bad.
But like, what? How often? Like, how often would you say that you be hooking up?
Like two questions.
Oh.
Like, okay, wait, we're getting right into it.
No, I know.
Okay, hooking up. I feel like in Vancouver, I would say that I like, okay, when I'm slutting it up, like there was my era of working at that bar,
right?
Where I was hooking up once a week minimum, and then I think when I was
in the basement on the dance floor.
Yep. Not even basement, but like a basement.
No, the basement of the like, bar that we worked at.
I probably like have lately, like in Vancouver, I probably hooked up once a month.
That's cool. I feel like that's a very, no, that's such a conventional amount of, like, I feel like that's like very healthy.
Yeah, and then like since being back, I mean, it's been like 10 days, but I have not hooked up. I haven't. No. I'm like, wait, girl, let me be good on candid camera.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But that's not, I feel like that's not that much. I just feel like you like to wake up with a variety of vibes. Where, because I'll be talking to you and you'll suddenly be like, I've been fucking, like,
oh, yeah.
I've been trans being now. I've been this, I've been that.
No, I've been trying to wake up tea for tea. I've been explaining that to a lot of people.
It's hard. It's hard
because
to wake
like,
up.
I want like a good one. Oh, that sounds so bad. But like, I want like a tea for tea that's like fab. Like, if I go tea for tea, I'm not gonna like, I'm not half-assing it.
Yeah. I kind of have a hard time with tea for tea. It's like, I do it. It happens.
I know. I love it when it's good.
Yeah. There's like things I love about it. Like, there are things I love about tea for tea, but it's not my tea. Like,
for tea.
Like, I do. I feel like I'm generally flexible and open-minded, and so I get myself into, well, I don't want to say that, like, that sounds shady, like, I don't mean like that, like, I don't myself into, like, I actively am open-minded and, like, will wake up whatever is giving, but it's, I think I do get to a point where I'm like, I like the difference of, girls talk to me, like,
No, keep
girls,
going.
Girls, like,
oh, yeah.
It's like our brains work too similarly or something. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I kind of like a man because, like, to men, you're just like a mystic mystery. They're like, who, what are you, like, what are you thinking? How do you know everything? How are you psychic? Like, that's, I feel like that's
and
how
meanwhile,
men see
I'm
you.
Thinking, like, am I going to rob him? Is this like, are we going on a second date? Like,
right. But
when I'm on a date with a man, like, the thing, okay, when I'm on a date with a trans person, I can like think and be in the moment. First date with a like just like a cis man, like I cannot think straight. I'm like, what's going on? Like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm thinking, I'm like, what's your history? What's your herstory? Like, oh, what is really history. The tea? Like, I get so scared.
Well, how do you feel about like a detransitioner with herstory?
Girl, you literally were just we were just talking about how, yes,
well,
I was.
I didn't hear how you felt about it. Like, you didn't. Oh, really
I. Okay, I kind of was like, I.
Because you did wake it up with the detransitioner.
I woke it up with the detransitioner in Seattle. And, like, low key, like, I love this, I think, person.
Oh.
I think person.
You know person?
What? Well, I know person, but like earlier I wasn't saying person.
No, no. Like, now, okay. Now that you're on
candy camera. Yes, now that I'm on candy camera. No, but I was like hooking up with this person. We're drinking Angry Orchard, so like if I burp a little, like it's the sugar. I was hooking up with this person in Seattle who I hooked up with. Puke.
That is one of the most talked about moments on this pod. I'm so sorry to say.
Burping?
When she burped, like I feel like that's something that like people come up to me a lot and talk about, and I feel bad, and I probably like will edit this out, but it is like I just have a hard time with that moment because it is like it's such a serious conversation.
I just think about how she, like it sounded like she was like talking through like when you and like a neighbor would like put cans on a string and try to talk into them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, well, I really hope that the good sis is doing well.
Of course. I low-key do too. I'm like
I'm thinking about
like,
her.
Girl, get back to it. Like, I don't know. I can't speak on it, but I'm like, girl, like come on home. Home, Donna.
Oh, that would be so like so amazing. No, if like, in the spring
if I saw her out, I would greet her with the biggest hug. I'd be like, what
I'm like, bitch, I need something to talk about,
right? No one's doing it.
Somebody need to be the bad guy Chun-Li,
like literally someone needs to be the Chun-Li.
Okay so
the detransitioner.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Okay, well, like it's not like the focal point. Like I actually didn't know at first, like not you like coming out as like having come out and then come back in, but
wake it up.
Like I hooked up with someone in Seattle who I actually hooked up with them at my friend's DJ set in Seattle, and
like
I
at the set,
like in the bathroom.
Okay.
And which was like raunchy, and I kind of was like, oh, like I may not see this person again, but then we just like stayed in touch while I was in Vancouver. I mean, for people who like don't know geography, like Seattle is right below Vancouver, just on the other side of the border.
Everything up there is a mystery to me. It's like the
mystery.
North Pole.
It, I mean, it is like it's all like Twilight.
This teacher, this is on my South Pole.
But yeah, and then we like I went back to Seattle. Oh my god, wait, like a week ago before I got back to New York, and we hung out and we just like watched Baddies. And just, like, cuddled and, like, smoked weed and then, like, had sex. And it was, like, epic. Like, it was, like... But I feel like I have trade in every city. This is not trade. Let me not call this trade. But I have, like...
Well, the trade has changed. Like, the trade... I know. Because people say that, like, drag queens are trade now. I feel like trade
I
is,
I love
like,
using it improperly. And then someone will be, like, girl, like, stop. But...
But I'm, like, the word has changed. Like, it's, like, yeah. We're at that point where it's, like... I'm so sorry. Like, the people that people call trade in New York, it's, like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Like, literally, like, someone will be calling...
Like, I'm like, bitch, your trade got
like,
a list.
Like, this person has a list. But I was just about to say, like, a full fag set. And they're like, that's my trade. And you turn around and they're wearing a wig.
Like, I mean, like, I feel like people have called Patty trade before in front of me. I'm like,
well,
whoa.
Trade it back.
No, I'm saying.
Trade it.
Trade it
back.
In. Trade
yes.
It in.
Yes. Trade in, like, an auto zone type of way. Like, but yeah. I was like, fab. I really liked it. Other than that, I haven't been hooking up with... Oh, my God. God, well, the Irish person, I feel like we haven't even talked about this. Like, how
I
was
saw you posting
domesticated. Domesticated? That's the word? Like, I was like,
you was
so.
In the house.
Girl, I was in the house with this, like, Irish boy who's just, like, so fab. And we were just, like, taking, like, Mundle. And it was just really, really, really fierce. Like, I loved it. And then on the last day, I was in Ireland for, like, 10 days. On my last day in Dublin, I was like, oh, I'm really gonna miss you. Like, this is like kind of heartbreaking. And apparently when I said like it was kind of heartbreaking, he was like, the minute I walked out of the room, he was like, she's too much.
Girl,
I'm
hate
like,
this.
Girl, like,
it's like you're already leaving. You're obviously not gonna wake it
no,
up like long term. It's like, I hate
I,
that
and
vibe.
That's, I wasn't saying
can
that.
Can we not just like play house? Like, no, we're already
bitch.
Doing that.
Like, literally, like, I at no point
I
was
hate
I like.
When boys take it there where it's like, just because I'm feeling emotions, it's like, also, I'm basically, I'm also lying boots. Like, it's like not
girl,
that serious.
Like, I'm lying to you and myself. Like, I know that. Like,
I'm just in the fantasy and
yes,
aren't
and
you?
Let
like,
me. And like, yeah, why aren't you? Like, girl, it was like, it was just very much my like 90 day fiance.
But
like,
y'all been Molly in the house. Like, of course you're gonna be like, I'm gonna miss you.
Also, just like the most like passionate hookups.
Like, bitch,
ever.
You fucking a tranny in the house. Like, bitch, who cares? Like, you're already at this point of, like...
No return.
No, I'm like, what's the problem? Like...
Yeah.
I hate that vibe. I'm like, the fact that you would think that also you're so special...
Oh, like the concept of me never mentioning, like, every time I, like, mentioned, like, being a little upset that we didn't live in the same city, it was because I was like, well, we're not gonna be together. Like, when I was like, oh, it sucks that we don't live in the same city, it wasn't that I was like, it's gonna be tough being long distance. Like, no, girl. I was like, this is coming to an end. No,
it's like, it's sad that, like, we can't keep hooking up and, like, yeah, playing House on Molly, like, in the house. Like, it's...
And it was fab. Like, also, it was just, like, so, like, easy to romanticize that I, like, met, like, an Irish boy while I was on vacation. We, like, were, like, spending every day together. Like, of course I'm gonna romanticize it. Girl, let me.
You're on vacation also.
Like, I'm on vacation. I'm romanticizing everything. Like,
I'm also like, bitch, you can get into the fantasy that I'm a woman, but you can't get into the fantasy.
Right. I'm like, girl, I shaved in front of you. Like, no. that was hard. That was tough. Like, let me, like, I'm like, girl, I let my walls down.
Girl, and you've got him around that.
Literally, like, I let my peace walls down. But yeah, so that happened, replaced him with person in Seattle. Okay, but like, I will have, like,
trade him out. Right. That's the thing with trade. You got to trade him out.
I have a boyfriend in every city except for whatever city I'm living in. Like, when I was in Vancouver, no trade. The minute I left, someone that I went on, like, one date with is, like, all of a sudden telling me, like, I miss you and yada, yada, yada. And I'm like,
this is why that does nothing for me. Like, harem, like, mentality with boys. Because I'm just like, I'm not about to. I feel like I really want, and I'll be honest about this with people that I'm seeing. It's like, I'm seeing other people. Like, I'm not in a position where I'm really, like, focused on my career right now and focused on my life and focused on myself. I'm not about to pretend like I'm going to commit to somebody unless it gets so fierce that I'm like, okay.
I wouldn't even say that I'm love bombing or anything. Like, I wouldn't even say that I'm pretending, but I feel like whenever I show affection, like, I mean, half the time because I'm bundled, but, like, when I show affection, I show it hard, and I feel like, I think, like, especially with, like, men in particular, it's, like, they're not used to affection in general from, like, from friends or whatever, and I feel like the way that, like, our chosen family, like, the way that, like, dolls and, like, gays and stuff show affection to each other, I feel like is, like, strong, and, like, you'll meet someone at Nowadays or something like that, and you'll, like, hug them so hard, and you'll be like, I love you, sister, and I feel like sometimes I, like, forget to turn that, like, lovey-dovey, queenie aspect of myself off, and then men are like, okay.
See, I feel like the second I get interested in a man / it gets woken up like that, I do get, I, it just automatically happens where I'm just like, because
I'm affectionate.
I'm affectionate too. It's not that I'm not affectionate, but I feel like I would rather play it in a way where I'm going to be honest, authentic, and present. It's not like I'm giving, like, running game on boys, but it's like, No, I'm not. It's like, I have my, you know, I have the tricks of the trade, of course, that you can't turn that off, but it's like, I do think that I also like for people to prove, I like to, like, discover what my dynamic is going to be with somebody.
Yeah.
At this point in my life, I'm, like, not a baby. I'm not new to dating. I'm also not looking for, like, external validation from, like, relationships. I'm not getting anything from it aside from enjoying my company with somebody and, like, enjoying how someone shows up in my life. So I kind of like to obviously have that quiet intensity, have that, like, magnetism, and enjoy my time with somebody, and also see if what gets woken up in me, like, over time. Mm-hmm. And I think that just automatically happens when I develop a connection or attachment.
Yeah.
Especially to a man, because I think there is a part of me after dating men for a long time where I'm just sort of looking at men like, I do kind of want you to earn that side of me. You know what I mean? And, like, bring it out.
Yeah, for sure. I don't have that mentality. I think that, like, I can come across, like, a little bit Debbie Desperate, because honestly, at certain times I am. Like, especially, like, being back in New York, like, and it's getting like hella cold, I feel myself like getting a little bit more like desperate. Like,
and that's real. I think yeah. it's okay to recognize that that's like where
you're. But I also like, I can't settle too hard because I honestly feel like I've settled a lot in my life. Like, I low key have settled a lot of times. Like, I don't know. Like, I need to stop. I need to stop settling.
I agree.
Severely.
I
mean,
I think you should just like as you're fine, I feel like, and this is something I've had to learn for myself. Is yeah. I feel like you kind of have to get to a place where your company, your own company, your own life on your own is very enjoyable, and like yeah. you enjoy that time with yourself. And so someone else has to add to your life because it's totally. Like, I'm not going, not because it's like, oh, people have to like prove that they're valuable, but it's like I think you get to a point, or at least I feel like I'm at a point now where, of course, like I'm always open to dating, open to connections. I love that. I love being with somebody. I love having a relationship. I love having a connection. I love like being open to that in all forms. But I also love myself. I love taking myself yeah. out on dates. I love like spending time.
Well, if you can't love yourself,
no, how the hell are you gonna love someone? But it's like, how the hell is you not gonna get like, I do think men can also smell that.
Oh, like for, and they smell it on me, girl.
Because the thing is, I feel like it's so like old fashioned and weird, but it's like, I do kind of think you have to be a little bit of a challenge, not like playing hard to get, but just, I think if men can sense that they don't have to really try to wake up that connection, it will just like, you'll just be open to them naturally. Yeah. I think that can, they, a lot of the time they won't, like they just won't
cry. Do
you
think that I shouldn't fuck on the first date?
I think it's a case by case basis.
Because sometimes I'm like, I have low key. Yeah, I like usually do.
Usually, but I
like,
don't.
Okay, I'm kind of like, maybe that like.
Usually I low key, it takes me a while to fuck somebody.
Okay, like.
If I sense a connection, I'm very reticent. If it's just sex, then it's just sex. But I, yeah. you know, and I do think it is, like I was tweeting about this the other day. I think that I am, sex for me is something where like, I like the cat and mouse of it. And I like the,
okay. I actually see that in the way you move sometimes.
Yeah. I like it. Like I like,
you're the girl that like you, I feel like you make people wait. Boots.
Oh, I wait everyone.
Like you wait. Make a lot of people wait. Uh-huh. Well, not yeah. Like
no, I make everybody wait. Unless it's just like, there have been times where that wasn't the case, but for the most part, I make everyone wait. And it's not even like I make them wait. It's like I'm not. I like to savor the foreplay of like that game with somebody. I don't necessarily like the feeling of. If I feel like it's going to be something lasting, potentially, it's fun. I like to savor every part of it. I love to savor the beginning of something. And I love yeah. to be in that energy of like, it's so giddy and fun in the beginning.
I love the beginning. Especially like, I feel like I also like when, I feel like there was a period of my life where like, I was really lucky. And okay, well, also the episode that we're doing today, we're gonna be talking about love a lot. Like we're doing like,
yeah,
like
kind of like on the brain,
like a love line not love line type of moment. But okay, I feel like when I go on a date with someone, I can tell like right away if it's gonna become like a thing. And I do get my hopes up, and like I mean, obviously there's like a deep-seated issue or whatever with that, but I like, obviously, but I get my hopes up so hard. Like if I like someone, like I'm totally okay with like U-hauling. And maybe that's not like, I do have like that lesbian mindset of yeah. like, if I like someone, I'm like, I think I'm kind of, I've been in situations where like they want to hang out 24/7 right away. And then, so I think it feels so good,
but you kind of have to resist that. No, like I do the same thing naturally. Like I want to wake up that intensity mm-hmm. of course, 'cause of course it feels amazing. But I think I've learned to break it up a little bit, if only because I don't like how I get in that situation. Like I don't like when I feel myself really attached to a dynamic that I don't know if I can trust this person. Uh-huh. I don't really know who this person is aside from what they've shown me. There's been so many times when I'm feeling very intensely for somebody, and then you know, something happens and I realize that there was a whole facet of them that I didn't know about that was a huge deal breaker for me. And then you're like, well, this has been such a plot line for me. That's why right now I'm really focused on there are like several people that I'm interested in and like involved in with to some degree, like nothing serious, like I have multiple situations like in the beginning stages and I'm kind of liking that. Like I really want to get a little bit more rotational where I don't want to be in a position where I'm like, oh, I feel really attached to this person and I don't really like even know them that well, or I don't know how this dynamic is going to shape up. We have chemistry, but chemistry is not everything by a long shot. And sometimes the people you have the most chemistry with are the ones that low-key like you have to be careful with and avoid. Like not avoid the chemistry, but like sometimes you have extreme chemistry with somebody and the reason why you realize it's not tea at all. And you're like, wait, this was a huge looking like this toxic person.
Yeah.
But I think that it's so fun in the beginning, but that's why I feel like I think I'm getting to a point where I am my own priority and my experiences in dating.
But that's good. No, I need to wake that up. Severely.
But you can. It's an intense, because of course my brain doesn't want to do that. Like want to U-Haul boots and be like, oh my God, you love me. We're going to get married.
Okay, editing like, out. So
I think you kind of have to make an intentional decision as a woman to be like,
just so you can kind of get a sense of the times, how much of crash outs we were. Like, it's really fucking funny.
Value but and don't treasure my connections. I also want to discover who somebody is before I attach myself, and I think that
I'm not very patient with that. Like I think that's kind of what like always screws me in the ass.
But
like,
I think when you're like that, it's more important to be patient.
I know I do need to be like more patient. I rush things because I think like in the past, I mean, it feels weird to be like it worked because it didn't.
Now you're single.
Because I'm single. But like with the last like three of my exes, it was just like immediate. Like I've actually only dated like 3-4 people in my entire life. And every time it was like immediate connection. And I feel like that I've grown to just like, if it doesn't feel like that, that's just like, you know.
But you know, sometimes the people that you don't have that instant spark with, I have found sometimes the connection is even better. Like sometimes like there are people that I have initially almost been like irritated by or like had a vibe of like, I'm not actually attracted to this person. And then something happens and you see them differently and you're in a very different position with them. But I think I'm just at a point where I'm like looking at these connections like, I enjoy my play. I enjoy my time. I enjoy also meeting new people, discovering new people. If I'm going to put that away and prioritize somebody, I have to have a good reason. And I have to, you know, this is not something that is just going to happen. It's like we both have to earn that by building trust, building intimacy, building understanding of each other. I'm not about a U-Haul with nobody, but watch me like U-Haul in like 2 seconds. Like watch me meet somebody and be like, like he wants to marry me.
Yeah. I need to get out of that mindset. I can't imagine you doing that. Like,
no, I totally, I feel
I wouldn't
like,
say, but I also wouldn't say that you're like Scorpio for the Venus. Streets. Like,
no,
you're
nobody,
not.
You're, you know, it's like, do I have a couple bodies that like are technically count as like 15 bodies? Like, yes.
Oh,
but it's like, I will say my body count is like low considering how like sexual I am.
I'm
like,
for the streets until someone takes me off.
To like, find people.
That, okay.
They have aside from like a, we all know it's a couple of, you know, it is what it is, but it's, you know, it's not as many as you might think. And it is, I am very, and
I don't think you're like out, you're not really like out there, you know, what am I trying to say? Like, I don't think you're like slutty, like you're low key.
I'm not, no, I'm not. I feel like I'm very sexual, actually, like extremely sexual.
I'm like not
but
sexual,
I'm not
but
slutty.
I'm slutty.
Well, like, I'm slutty, but I'm not.
I'm slutty easy. When I'm bored and I'm easy when I'm
and
bored.
And even when I will say, even when I wake up like a, like something casual where I'm like, I kind of know this isn't going to be like strings, you still ain't going to fuck for like three or four times of seeing me. Like it is like,
yeah, I need to wake that up.
Yes.
So
it feels amazing. And I do kind of, I will say there is like a, that's hot to me. Like I do kind of get off on like the cat and mouse. And I was tweeting about this the other day. Like it's, there is a dynamic with sex where I can be like a bit, I'm not playing hard to get, like I legitimately am hard to get, like it is not easy to access me sexually, but the longer it takes you to get these panties off, like the attraction goes down. Cause you you need to figure out. Like I may not be easy, but you need to figure it out.
My thing is that like it's so easy.
You better get these cheat codes.
If I'm not like queening out with someone, like my teas are like plenty of like bisexuals or like even like when I'm feeling lesbian, like there are like plenty of people who try to wake it up with me and I start queening out. Like I love to queen out sexually, yeah. But I just fuck that shit up. And then if it's someone who's like the most like,
that doesn't turn me out, like turn me off. Like,
girl, but it does turn you out.
But, I will say like my,
I like getting queenie. Like I like
and,
giggling
like,
and
key
shit.
Down, and that was amazing. Like I actually loved that dynamic, and I like,
yeah,
if
same.
I can't key with somebody, we low key, it would be hard to have a real level of intimacy because I'm such a key, but it's, you know, I like, I don't want to feel like I have to be like hey baby, how are you, like all the time. It's like,
no,
you have to,
oh my god,
I have to be able to be like,
that.
Boots the house,
no
tea, darling,
like
no,
literally that's
fuck.
Another thing, if I like when I'm seeing like straight guys, like I do have like such a like faggot influence in my life,
yeah,
and so sometimes I'm like, like I'm like, I need to be able, like I can't drop like gay lingo, I cannot, like I have to be like girl, and I have to be like hey,
yeah,
like I have to be able to have like my like gay references. I cannot like wake up, I feel like, I don't know if it was you that I was talking about, like how it's like low-key such a clock that when you open my YouTube, it's like my like related videos like are like Eureka O'Hara baptized, or like it'll be like Kennedy Davenport and Trixie Mattel try spooky makeup, or like something like that. Like sometimes I'm like, I need to not be able to like hide that like version of myself.
No,
like
I have to be.
Sometimes I feel
with
that with straight guys. Like with straight guys, like sometimes,
yeah,
I'm like, oh my god, like my gay roommate must have taken my laptop.
Well, do you ever fuck gays?
No.
I'm like interested in waking that up because
no.
I've never done it. I've never fucked a gay guy or like a guy who's like primarily,
I mean, I did
gay.
What, before transitioning.
See, I
like,
never did.
Yeah.
I never fucked a gay guy. I have, before transitioning, I never fucked a gay guy. After transitioning, well, I also like, I feel like I really became, I don't know, like I never have done that. Like I have had sex with men who have had sex with men, but I wouldn't say that they didn't identify as gay.
Yeah.
And so it's, I think that that's something that I'm really interested in, is like the positionality of like a gay, like a man who I like is kind of culturally gay.
Yeah.
But these gays be bi as fuck these days. Like it's crazy because that juice got them acting different. But even the ones who aren't on the juice, like I feel like there is this, I'm hearing it more and more from gays where it's like, I think a lot of gays are also really tired of the kind of like the predictability and modularity of like gay sex culture, where it's like, it's so like, I feel like a lot of the time it's so like, I'm a top, I'm a bottom, like I'm doing this, I'm doing that, mm-hmm. like we're like, oh, you like this type of guys, I like this type of, like it's so like grinder tag, and it's so,
yeah,
it's so predictable, I feel like. And I think
that translates into real life so much, like I apply that to like everyone around me. I'm like, oh, are you a top, bottom, yada yada yada, and I'm like,
I look here, I don't as much these days because I think it,
I'm getting
does,
better at it because
it limits,
realizing everyone around me is like getting more and more fluid by the day,
which I love. I'm
which
actually,
I love.
Like, I think it's really fabulous. And I was talking to someone who is, has historically identified as gay, recently was telling me about his sexual,
yeah,
no not that person, someone else, was talking to me about a sexual experience that he had with a trans woman that took him by surprise and woke up this like whole new vibe for him, where he was like, wait, that actually felt so fresh and like new and beautiful and like not outside of this context of
I also think that like
predictable that, gay sex. It's like very like limiting, I feel like.
I think that fluidity is like real, and I think that like there have been times where I'm like, oh, would that make me dysphoric? But I genuinely am like, you
get to a point where you're like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, yeah, like, I mean, I don't give a fuck, but I also like, I'm like, I think I'm smart enough at this point to realize that like, that is a different experience for them. Like someone, yeah, who, like it is in no point are they like only trying, I mean, you know, maybe, and I'm honestly at a point where I really don't care, but like maybe they're trying to see like a masculine quality or something in you and like, to make it more familiar, but at the end of the day, like it is a different experience for them, and like they're not like you can fuck on a gay guy is like what I'm saying, like, but I well, just yeah. I haven't done it yet.
I'm curious about it, and I think there
but
is
I did it enough back in the day, like I was right. For oh my
but that's
God,
so different, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure, like I was for the streets when I was a twink.
There is a part of me that regrets never doing that, but it's just where I grew up. And then by the time I went anywhere that there would have been more of a gay community, it was just like, I was already a girl. And so yeah. I was so feminine growing up. But
yeah, like growing up in like New York and Vancouver, like I could, like when I was like 13.
That makes sense.
Yeah, when I was like 13 years old, I was like taking the train into the city and like going and like staring at gay couples. Like it was like Paris is burning. Not really, but like even when I lived in Vancouver.
Girl, that cookie was burning.
Girl, still is. But when I was in Vancouver as well, like I started cruising when I was like back in like, oh my God, not to age me, but like Yahoo Answers.
Oh.
Like I would look up like, where did the gays go in Vancouver? And I would literally like, I knew the spots and I was cruising down. And oh my God, like I was like, I just like 15 years old, 16 years old, I was cruising. So I kind of
think.
I was
sexually active at 15, 16.
But it got to the point when I was like 19, 20.
Younger than that.
Right. Like we're not going to wake that up.
No.
Girl.
No.
Like when I was like 19, 20, like I low key had like entered a celibate era because I was like, I got it out of the system when I was 15 years old, which I hate to say, but like I was.
No, that's real. I feel like
on
you
my
get,
Gregor Rocky movie shit. Like
you get
I was
ran through to a point also where I mean, mind you, I'm not ran through at all, but it's like you do get to a point sexually where you're like,
no, I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not. I'm a little bit ran through, but only in circles that people don't know about.
I have like a really. I think if I'm not gonna say my body count, but if I did, I think people would be shocked. Like it is like, and mind you, I've had a lot of sex, but I. Definitely am not. And it's funny, like I was dating someone earlier this year who was like, oh, it's really surprising that I feel like people would think that you were like very, and it's like I'm very sexual, but there is, I'm not like, I'm definitely not ran through in a certain way, which I actually really like. But you know, I just woke up my dirty 30s, and so I'm like, I am interested in turning into Samantha, like
you think
a little bit.
I mean, but also you have always been just like mentally the Samantha.
No, I know, but it's like if Samantha was like so picky with like who she fucked.
Yeah.
But I think one thing I'm really interested in about like men who are traditionally gay, like typically gay, is I just feel like. Who else do I have as much cultural overlap with and can like really understand
like
my
it.
Life?
I really like it.
I do. I feel like I have such tight bonds socially, familially. Like I have such a romantic connection with so many gays where I'm like, I'm starting to be less and less squeamish about like a sexual connection there, but I haven't woken that up, and there's not really anybody that I'm like, so, oh, I'm going to wake this up. I'm going to wake that up. But it is like a, I'm starting to notice it more where like gay men are trying it with me, and I'm a little bit less like I'm a little bit like, well, maybe.
Well, also because there's no masculinity on you whatsoever. Like it's like you know they're waking up their bisexual tees because it's not like you're like fee fi fo fum. Like
no,
you know, there's no way to like. Shift the mindset.
But don't you kind of like, think that when gays wake it up with dolls, because even I was reading about this the other day, someone was talking about it, like tweeting about it, how even in ballroom, like butch queens will wake it up with trans women, but they're not waking it up with like again, the P5FoFum hoes, they're waking it up with like the baddest.
No, they are.
And it's I would get it.
Like, even the other day when I was at Nowadays, like, I saw, like, I'm not gonna name names, but like, I saw like this like one doll who's like, in my mind, like, so fucking beautiful, and she was like making out with like two gay guys at once, and I literally was like, oh, okay, like, this is like a shift that is happening. I think people are just like,
wait, who was it? Don't just think about that. Oh, that was, I know. Well,
yeah.
She was, oh, that was,
yeah, it was juicy.
Was it?
Who is she?
I'm not sure. It was like, not like, but like.
No, yes.
Yeah.
But was she waking it up with?
I think it might have been your.
Uh-huh. Okay, well,
but anyway. Okay, anyway.
No, because that was a multi-venue dynamic.
Okay, but I'm like, well, girl, I feel like, but also I think.
Fab.
I think that I, like, sometimes when I go out, like, I mean, you get it. So maybe, like, this isn't as much of a problem as I'm making it. It might just be the way I carry myself, because I'm, like, fucking grinding my jaw. Like, it's not really, like, the most, like my fucking physical, what is that word? Like, body,
like your my body
language, yeah, like my body language isn't the most like, come and get it, like, it's very much like,
no, you be after that next bump,
girl. No, girl. Like, literally, like, the only thing that's like, come and get it is like my nostril.
No,
like, yeah. Nothing else is like, come and get it.
But that's why I'm trying to get you up off that bundle, girl. But I, you know, I think that I do think a very wise doll once said, mm-hmm. They're gay until that dose go in that cup. And
was it you?
No.
Are you the wise doll?
No, I mean, I say it a lot now, but I
know. I feel like spiritually you are kind of like Grandmother Willow in a way.
Who is Grandmother Willow?
Like the wise tree from Pocahontas. Oh. Maybe I shouldn't wake that up. But
being wise, being the grand, the
like, she
the
was just tree. Like a wise, like, yeah, like you are kind of like a wise, like, willow tree that, like, you, because like you do have that like wisdom.
Oh,
like you are, like, in a way, like, and you don't give this, but you are like that. Let me stop. That scene in Paris is Burning when Dorian Corey is doing her makeup and she's like,
I know.
She's like, if you shoot an arrow real high.
No, I know. It's so, it's like, it's, I am like so Ray addicted to that vibe, and it's like, it is something where I think that it, there are times when I'm like, let me enjoy being young in turn and not like go straight into like legendary mother elder. But I just can't help it. Like, I've been so many different people. I've lived so many lives. And this is not my friend. Bitch, I'm a Santa Master Boots. Like, I've been here before.
No, but so like, it's like, I like, know, when you get like juicy wise, like I'll like trip and fall or something. And you'll be like, but you stood up.
No, I know.
It's like, girl, okay, it's Maya Trangelou.
No, it's too much. It's too much. Like, I do get to a point where like.
I love it though. Like, I'll be like, oh, like, I hooked up with that guy. And you'll be like, and you won't do it again. Let me tell you. Like it's like that like girl, like Princess Aisha.
No, I does, like, so she has the
like
most,
why would you ride the bus when you could take a Lamborghini? You say that, meanwhile I call you a car home.
No, she had the fiercest video today that was like, I kind of want to play it into the damn mic. She had this one today that was like, she kind of keeps innovating where I keep thinking she's gonna like miss, and she doesn't, and it's actually insane. I love that I'm in like a group chat with her right now. She made this.
Wait, in a group chat with her right now is crazy.
She said,
"Don't rage the bait.
Bait the rage."
Let me tell you how. When people try to rage bait you, they're just trying to get your attention, and you've got to know that. So instead of falling for their scheme, reacting, screaming, shouting, backflipping, dancing, shimmying, understand, bait the rage. So if they come at you and like try to get you all riled up, be like, I know you want my attention because you're trying to bait the rage. So when they try to be the master at rage bait, you be the goat and the leader of bait the rage.
But did she lie?
No, the paparazzi like slowed down quiet in the background. I'm just like, Diva, you're so... I posted on my story. I was like, the fact that she's 13, which I don't know why I thought she was 13. And she's like, I love you so much, but I'm actually 16. And I was like, period.
I also just love the like cognitive dissonance about being so rich that she's like, everything I have, it's because I manifested it. I'm like, girl, you live in Dubai. No, like, you fully live in Dubai.
Well, she lives between Dubai, Beverly Hills, and like India. Yeah, I'm like, girl, like, everything.
No, I'm like, and I'm trying to wake that up.
I do sometimes think like,
what if we did do an LA moment? Like, well, like I'm Courtney going
to
LA, and
I'm going to LA to do subculture in well, maybe I shouldn't say that because it's not announced yet, but I'm going in the end of December. You should come.
Girl, I got laid off. Like, that's another thing that, like,
well, maybe get laid, get some coin,
girl,
and then hop on a plane.
I really don't want to wake that shit. Well, that's all.
Well, yeah.
Okay, should we get into the love?
Yeah.
Advice. Also, I got two major updates while we bust out these questions. So, me and Angel posted on Instagram, who wants to. Get like love advice, dating advice.
We're like, doing like a not love line tea.
Like Tana and Trisha.
Because we are Tana and Trisha forever. Literally.
But the thing is, like, you like Tana more and I like Trisha more, but I feel like you are Trisha. And like, let me not.
We're both. Because I feel like there are things
I'm
about.
I'm Xana. I'm Tana circa Tana Con. Like,
well, bitch, me too.
We Angel Con.
Angel Con.
And like, people die.
No, if people would die at Angel like, Con. Oh. It wouldn't be bitches got sunburned. It would be bitches like, got all the way dead. The mortuary. It would be like, well, let me know. I always want to be so dark. But it's like.
Were you going to say? You
No, I wasn't going to say that, but that is funny.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
No, what I was going to say is like. When they have like
the vans with the body. She said something crazy, y'all.
But but not like crazy in like a too edgy way.
Yeah.
Just
no, it would be it would be like you would have like little like fruit punch. Like you would have jungle juice, but it's like 50% G.
And
like it would be given, well, maybe not that, but
well, cause the thing is like I'm such a like non-timer evangelist. I'm like intuitive dosing divas, like let's wake it up, and then like everyone around me G got boots. Except for me.
Okay, wait, some of these questions are so good.
Okay, let's one from your NGO.
Okay.
Cause you did a link and I did a link. And wake this up.
Oh yeah.
Wake up your dad. Is this a Chromebook?
Girl, not too much. Don't say that on fucking audio. edit that. It's the brand new Mac, y'all. Boy, is it nice. Ooh.
You and you DoorDash. McDonald's. You ever DoorDash at McDonald's?
Girl, the boycott. Yeah, I have. Well, like, actually, like, not in a while. I'm kind of like, I'm always craving spicy. Like, I always, like, it's always Thai food for me. Like, actually, like, historically, people that live with me and we order Uber Eats, they fucking hate me because I only want Thai food.
You lady boy?
You lady boy? Okay. Here, you can go through those. I'm going to start, should I start off nasty? Some of these are, like, actually nasty. Okay. This is a good one for you.
Okay. For me?
Well... My sugar daddy is obsessed with me and wants to date, but is getting too clingy and emotionally demanding. We have a genuine connection and I like spending time with him, but I'm not sexually attracted to him. I don't know how to set boundaries while keeping up the illusion that it's not just transactional. I get this.
Girl, hello.
Oh, so I just got laid off and I was in a ghostwriter for OnlyFans. So like literally my job was dealing with men and like making it not seem transactional. Like I was the one sexting for them. I'm not gonna get into it too much more because like I want another one of those jobs, so I'm not gonna break my NDA, but that's what I was doing.
Is there more?
Sugar daddy, no, just sugar daddy is obsessed with me.
I have a lot to say about this. Not into it. So this is actually exactly the position you wanna be in. Always want,
but it's a slippery slope at this point. Like you gotta be like,
it's about how you handle it. You want them to be obsessed and clingy.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So what you do is you suddenly are, there's so much on your plate. There's so much happening. You know, you're like, suddenly I have to take care of like my sick mom.
I was just about to say that. Like, boom, you're on the date. If you want to reveal who you are, I will make a phone call being like, your dog died.
No, yeah, you have to, you suddenly, it's like giving oh my God, like my roommate ran out on me and I have to come up with all this money. So I have to work really hard. I'm getting a job, baby. I'm
so
sorry.
Stressed out.
I don't want to put this on you. So I'm just going to like really wake it up.
You do have to do that.
Because what you're going to do is you're going to suddenly get really busy. First of all, also get an ambition aside from your sugar daddy and be like, I'm trying to wake up this career, but it's going to be really expensive for me to wake it up. And
and you have to like stress,
work hard.
Stress and that it's stressing you out.
You know, obviously you want to ask for what you want, but I feel like in a situation like this where you're trying not to make it transactional, you should just, for a man who really is obsessed with you, create problems that can be solved, that would improve your life if they're solved. And because you need to think the long game. And I feel like fast cash is one thing. But you should be like, you know, getting that money to start a business, to do this, to go to get a degree, do whatever. Like, think long term. And I've had a lot of sugar daddies, and you know, sugar daddies come and go. And it does not matter how much money you're getting. I have been handed amounts of money that would shock you. And bitch, where did it go? On my nose, in my closet. Wake it up.
Right.
There are moments where when you really get somebody who is invested in you, think about what they should be investing in and what your long-term goals are. So if he's really clingy, first of all, maybe do like a motherfucking dose and wake up anybody sexy.
Girl, if you say that to every single question, like just
no,
do a dose.
I'm not going to, but I do think more people should consider like their chemical reality and don't be dependent on it. But it's like, I think when you have a situation where somebody is very attracted to you and willing to improve your life, you know, get yourself to that point of, you know, make yourself difficult to access, expensive to access, but worth it when they do. Make your time with them like so magical, and also make it so that, you know what, I actually have to do this and that. I'm going to class. And also, like, because I'm going to class, I'm going to have to work a job. Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't have to work a job to pay that tuition, because I'm going to pay it, because like, I want to see you.
When I'm sexting, like, sometimes I'll literally be like, oh, my God, like, I really want to, like, order this. I really want to, like, order that. And, like, but I'm so stressed out for money and stuff. Like, you do have to, like, keep those hints going. But almost, like, you don't want to be like, oh, like, poor me, poor me.
No, talk about your dreams and talk about what it is that you are actively, be ambitious, be a go-getter, be somebody who's thinking about the future, be somebody who wants to improve yourself, wants to be greater, wants to be more impressive, more full, and then think about what it would take to get there, and then not use but this like, man, but like allow a man who is invested in you to invest in you.
But also, like, sometimes you do just kind of have to, like, okay, well, the thing is, like, so you're saying you like him and you have a genuine connection with him, but you need to be able to set boundaries. I guess, like, I mean, obviously you can't, like, answer on the pod, but, like, if you're going out with him in public already, like, how bad would it be to fake it a little harder while you collect your coin? Like, I don't know. Do you agree? Like, I kind of am like, if you're already,
if you like him,
if
then
you have
wake
a genuine
up.
Connection and you don't want to, like, lead him on, stress the fact that, like, you're going through something, that you, like, are stressed, yada yada yada, and, like, make that, like, abundantly clear. And if he actually wants to, like, wake something up with you, like, he's going to probably take the more, like, supportive approach.
Men love to take problems off of your hands when they can.
Yeah, and but I, like, at the same time, you have to, like, I don't know how to put my foot down, because, like, I'm like putting the, like, if this person, I'm presumably she, let me not get canceled, but, like, if she is stressed about keeping a boundary, okay, like, breaking this up, how would she make a boundary?
Oh, I'm just getting pulled in this direction and that direction. It's not, I don't want to see you. We need to spend less time together. It's like, make your life fuller and your schedule busier, and
make him feel like he's a part of, like, this, like, transition.
Yes, and because he should be a priority, bitch. If he's invested in you, you have a connection with him,
it's a
you
job.
Like spending time with him. It's like, bitch, when you clock into your 9 to 5, it's like you make that a priority in your schedule because you ain't got a damn choice. So if you're with a man who is financing your life, he's a sponsor, he's, like, really making your life so much fuller and better, you should be like so appreciative and grateful for that connection. A lot of girls would die for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, if you're feeling like he's really clingy, he's, like, really trying to do that, then just make your life fuller and bigger and allow him to take things, like make it worth your time spending with him. Because guess what? If this man is taking problems off of your chest and taking, like, making it possible for you to get closer and closer to your dreams and closer to a fully actualized version of you, you should be, like, really happy to be around.
Yeah,
him.
Like, sometimes you don't have to clock into your 9-to-5. You have to clock into your 95-year-old man.
Yeah.
Like, low key, like, you're still clocking in.
Yeah. But it's also, like, you know, it's not so bad to have a connection with someone who's invested in you. And if it's something that you really can't do, then, you know, you have to leave that dynamic. Like, if it's, like, a real problem for you, it's really repulsive. It's, like, we all have to have our value set. But I know for me, I've been in, legitimately, I have walked away from so much money because I was not enjoying myself with somebody. I don't do anything I don't want to do. And so when I'm with a man who is affluent, who is able to create possibilities for me, I can't fake that energy. I really have to feel that excitement to be around somebody. But sometimes that means, what is between me and that feeling? Like, what, you know, is there something that I could create structurally in my life that this man could help with? Like, there is something so attractive about a man who wants to help you and wants to make you fuller, wants to make you a queen, wants to, like, help you ascend, because a lot of men won't do that for you.
And if he doesn't want to do that, I mean, there are other sugar daddies in the world.
Well, yeah, and also if he doesn't want to do that and you're not sexually attracted to him and you feel like he's clingy, then that's a chop.
Yeah, you have to break it off.
No, yeah, like, it's like these are all value.
But like, there are other sugar daddies. Like, honestly, if you're cute enough to get, I mean, I don't even want to say cute enough, but, like, if you're able to get one sugar daddy, you're able to get more than one. That's how I feel. Like, yeah. I mean, provided you probably live in New York, if you're, like, responding to us, like, I don't know. I think you'll be...
The listenership is global, darling.
Global.
But I will say, one more thing to say about this is just, like, if you're having this dilemma, I think you just have to ask yourself some really serious questions about, is it that I feel like my time isn't being valued with this person? Is it that I feel like I'm not in a position because of what's happening to be like, have that gratitude and excitement and fulfillment with this person? Because there is something about, listen, I did not start working until I was 27, wake it up. And that was not because I'm rich, not because I come from money. Mm-hmm. Like, and legitimately, I treasured all of the connections in my life that allowed that, not only because they were legitimately fascinating, like, mature, interesting men that I had a real connection with, but it was also a situation where, you know what? Like, how could I not feel appreciative for someone who is actively pouring into me, actively enhancing my life, making my life easier, funner, better, like, more glamorous, more exciting? There, you do start to, but you do kind of have to set it up that way, because a man will try as hard as you let him. And he's not gonna do it automatically necessarily.
Which we were just talking about this off camera, like, that's very real. Like,
you do have to create that challenge for a man. Like, I think that men are not just, I don't think that men are wired to really appreciate a woman that doesn't require anything from him. You have to be at that point of valuing yourself, valuing your life, really envisioning a better life for yourself. And then you're an ideal partner in a man is someone who you enjoy being around, you love being around, you have a real connection, and you see your life get fuller around them, not smaller. You see they are, you know, I really think a man who likes you will do anything in their power to move heaven and earth to see you smile, because that is, like, the best, like, they're biologically wired that way. And so, you know, think about what would make you smile.
Yeah, I mean, like, don't love the sugar. sugar the love.
No, I'm saying sugar the love.
Sugar the love.
Because I do. I also think men can tell when you are being inauthentic with them, when you're being.
Yeah. And if you have like a genuine connection, like you're saying, you will be able to communicate, like you'll be able to communicate the fact that you are busy and that you're really goal motivated, and it won't come across. And honestly, like if you know, like if you're trying to like pull the brakes on it, like it's not going to come off inauthentic if you do have that genuine connection. Like I think it makes perfect sense for you to not necessarily pause the brakes or like hit the brakes, breaks the pause. Well, but yeah, I don't know. Girl, Angel tore it, like low-key.
Yeah, I just think it's like legitimately you. I think with men, like, I think suggestion goes a long way, but you have to have like kind of a direct suggestion and spell things out for them and really put, you know, incentivize them to spend time with you. Like mm-hmm. if he's really clingy, maybe he doesn't value your time enough because you don't have enough going on.
This is just like Trisha and Tana, when like Trisha goes on like a really, really intelligent rant. Tana's like, what can I say? What can I say? Like, that's really what it's giving.
No, I think it's like a very, I think it's a topic that a lot of people struggle with. Like, it's a question that a lot of people struggle with, as, you know, a lot of girls have sugar daddies. A lot of girls have men in their life that want to see them win and prosper, and they don't even necessarily, I'm not like, I don't have enough information about this person to say whether they feel whether they have goals, whether they're goal more motivated, or whether, because that doesn't necessarily look like starting a business or having a degree or whatever, but it's like, what would make you happy, Diva? Think about that. And then think about the fact that if you're referring to this person as your sugar daddy, clearly it started transactionally.
Yeah.
And I think that you should just like think about what it is you want. When people, what like, is your price? Yeah.
When people start dating the sugar daddies, I'm always like, how did you successfully... That's a whole other thing. But yeah,
I mean, how did you successfully what?
Like transition that. Like, I don't understand. Like, when I have a sugar daddy, like, I have the tendency to like panic and run. So I'm glad you took the reins on that question, because I mean, you said what I would probably want to hear, because like I think if I have a sugar daddy and they start like trying to, I even remember like we were talking about this earlier when I was like young and like pre-transition, like I had sugar daddies and I approached it kind of poorly because I was like, I didn't know how to like handle myself and I didn't know how to like pump the brakes. I didn't know how to put my foot down and stuff. So I would just like run away and I would end up like losing that connection. And sometimes it was a connection. So, I mean, you.
And isn't that sad? Like, I feel like I have really grieved.
But get your money. Like, at the same time, like, yeah, you said it properly, because you still got to get
really
that money.
Grieved. I mean, I really miss my, you know, those men in my life who.
My Nashville sugar daddy. I miss him.
Ooh.
I told you about that. The one who was like flewing me out, Spirit Airlines, honey.
Not Spirit. So.
I was in like row 32.
No.
Oh, and I was like gagged. I was like, this is the life.
He loves me. He wanna marry me.
Hold on tight.
No, listen, here's the deal. I have, you know, I am so grateful for the men who've poured into my life and poured into my, you know, really, I would not be where I am now in my maturity and understanding my needs, understanding who I am as a person. I, you know, was there a financial component? Was I uplifted financially by these men? 1000%. But at the same time, like the wisdom that I got, like the perspective that I got, I only dated older for a really long time. And sometimes I miss that, because there is just such a beautiful dynamic of being poured into by somebody who can also see how much potential and like when you're young, you don't understand what is going to happen as you get older. And what it is that you know, your potential takes form. But when you're young, it's so exciting to be like, you could be anything, you could do anything, you could you could shoot for the if you shoot an arrow and it goes real high,
hooray for you.
No, but like I feel like really seeing that my potential from the perspective of people who also were like accomplished, successful men was you know, that was incredible. Like I sat down with the wealthiest man I've ever been involved with. He did my numerology right away and was like, oh, you're a one leader. Like, I can totally see that. He was like, I really poured into me in a way of recognizing my potential. And I think that I've grieved the end of every, you know, the dynamics that I've been involved with, the relationships I've been involved with, all ended.
Yeah. If I give anyone any time, like, I do value the connection, which is unfortunate. Like, even in those, like, scenarios that, like, maybe I should treat more transactionally than I actually do, I value those connections, and I always grieve.
Yeah.
Even like the sugar daddies I've had in the past, like I grieve when I say goodbye. So I kind of understand the stress, or not. I kind of like,
a,
I do
it's
understand
a balance.
The stress.
Like, I feel like there is a dynamic of you don't want to be greedy, but you want to make sure that your needs are met, and you want to make sure that see. Well, I think it's like it depends, but I have found really good, because I think those men are also really used to girls who are just gonna use up the connection as fast as they can, get what they can, bounce
to
another.
Be smarter than that.
No, I also don't, that doesn't feel good for me. Like, I don't like using people, but I do like being poured into. And I think that there's a balancing act where you can treat someone like a human being who deserves respect just like you do, and also, and with gratitude also. Like, I'm grateful that this person is pouring into me, and but also I need my needs met, and also I, but that's, you know, I've had men do things for me that you would not believe. And that was because we had built trust. We'd built a connection. And I wouldn't want it any other way, you know?
Yeah. I haven't had men do shit for me. Which is...
They don't do shit for you? Womp womp.
Do shit for me. Girl, they don't have to. Don't play like I'm topping. do not play like...
I'm like,
Okay, wait. The next question is...
Wait, let's... Low-key, so, we're... I think we should take it to the Patreon. So we're going to answer the rest of the questions.
Okay, yeah.
On the Patreon. Yeah, we just hit an hour of recording. So let's... We're going to answer more questions.
Oh,
over there.
You're so right. Wait, this is literally not Love Line.
No,
literally. Also, now I get to pee.
Yay!
Okay, I love you.
Okay, love you guys. See you in the Patreon. Bye.